Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. Jesus Christ desired to come down to earth to save us 2,000 years ago, and today he desires to come into us to transform us into him. In the words of St. Gregory of Nyssa, Jesus thirsts for us to thirst for him. This great desire that our Lord has for us ought to burn in our own hearts. It means wanting to be incorporated in him, to be united to him by an ever-increasing charity, by an ever more generous love. Let us realize that he will come into us at Christmas in the measure of our openness to his grace. And so let us live this Advent as a time of waiting, yet of joyful waiting. Certainly that joy does not exclude fear in the soul of the lukewarm sinner, but that fear should quickly give place to a great confidence, insofar as we have the courage to acknowledge our misery and are determined to take the necessary means to lead a life befitting our dignity as children of God. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. The clean of heart will see God. St. Thomas Aquinas observes that the heart may and should be purified in two ways, even as God may be seen in two ways. The first essential is to purify the disturbed passions, which blind the soul to heavenly things. The second is to cleanse the mind and to make it immune from error and from evil fancies, so that it may be permanently enlightened by God. Similarly, the vision of God is twofold. When we see God perfectly, we see his divine essence, and such happiness is possible only in the beatific vision. There is also an imperfect vision of God, by which we see him not in himself, but in created things. We can and should have this vision in this life. All the wonders of creation are rays of the eternal beauty of God. Creatures, therefore, should form for us a mystical ladder which leads us to God. We should never become entangled with transient worldly goods, but should see and love God in them all. The saints were clean of heart and could see God more clearly than the most learned scholars. As God was physically formed in Mary, so he wills to be spiritually formed in you. If you knew he was seeing through your eyes, you would see in everyone a child of God. If you knew that he worked through your hands, they would bless all the day through. If you knew that he wants to use your mind, your will, your fingers, and your heart, how different you would be. If half the world did this, there would be no war. Fulton Sheen. The Collect in the Usus Antiquior, the Vetus Ordo, for the first Sunday of Advent. Excita, quasimus Domine, potentiam tuam et veni, ut ab imminentibus peccatorum nostrorum periculis, te mereamur protegente erepi, te liberante salvari. Let us pray. Put forth your power, O Lord, we beseech you, and come, that with you as our protector, we may be rescued from the impending danger of our sins, and with you as our deliverer, may we obtain our salvation, who livest and reignest with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.